The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend.
This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Quarter to 10 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sandy Max, host of What's on Tap, is in studio this morning. We've been debating whether this is the unofficial kickoff to the festival season. We've had a couple of smaller little fests.
I feel like
fest lights.
Yeah, last weekend was very artful. There were a lot of pop-up art fairs like Morning Glory and that sort of thing. So it was like kind of, all right, you know, it's the bird coming out of the nest, stretching the wings.
But now we're going to take a big trip. We're going to fly around a little bit. You have Jazz in the Park, which has its first installment tonight at Cathedral Square. And then Pride Fest is the first big festival at Meyer Festival Park. They go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe.
And then the parade on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, and then there's a Harley Pride ride that starts at the Harley Museum on Saturday at noon. So yeah, this is 30th anniversary of Pride here in Milwaukee. So really good, long-standing
tradition.
Still
one of the largest in the country.
So you'll see lots of rainbow, lots of colorful, lots of fun. Also celebrating this weekend is Wausau on Saturday. They have a big family-friendly block party. So lots of colors, lots of celebration. And another thing celebrating, because you talk about, okay, we got our fest coming. One of the most fun cultural festivals we have is Saturday, the Milwaukee Highland Games, taking over Croatian Park in Franklin.
This is where they throw the telephone pole.
Yes,
in, right?
Yeah. Yes, the feats of strength, the caber toss, the stone put, the hammer throw, the kilts, the bagpipes, like everything Scottish you can think of.
It's not a telephone pole.
I was just going to say, the hollering. I feel like there's lots
of... Is that what its actual name is?
The caber toss, I think,
caber?
C-A-B-E-R?
The caber?
Or, yeah, because the hammer throw is different.
The caber!
Because the hammer's
in the caber.
But you, I mean, people talk about physics, you know, the torque when you're spinning around and letting something heavy go. But yeah, you've got to flip that entire caber or telephone pole, you know, a complete rotation
around.
You've got to
do a full 360 or whatever.
It's incredible. But so it's just, it's a real celebration of all these. Think about how long these traditions and showing off your strength has gone on. And you can be part of the world's only haggis taco eating event. Mm. Yes, a haggis taco featuring Maxie's haggis or Maxkey's haggis. It is so much English or not English, excuse me. Sheepdogs, probably not sheepdogs, but beautiful Highland dancers. Working sheepdogs, yeah. So you're going to hear the whistles and they're going to jet around. So I just think it's so fun. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. at Croatian Park, the Milwaukee Highland Games. I get excited about that. One of my other very favorite events, kind of combines sports and art, is happening in Wauwatosa. Art 64. Yes. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I love this. Went last year.
Oh, that's right. I just missed each other. So this is truly 64 artists painting outdoors, like plein air painting in real time, head to head. And it starts tomorrow at 4 and goes, so it's 4 to 8 tomorrow. No, it's 5 to 8 tomorrow. And then Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So you get to stroll around, watch these painters have like an hour or 75 minutes to create their painting. You vote, and then the brackets get smaller and smaller. And there's a winner, and it's a $20,000 grand prize. And because this keeps growing, it's the fifth annual, TOSA has now added second, third, and fourth prizes. All of the paintings are for sale, so this really is an arts economy, and you stroll all around. It's right there at Harwood and State Street.
It's perfect location downtown there, and you can walk around and get a bite to eat. You can get yourself a drink. There's usually music playing.
Pat's
it's just
Theater
such
Group
a,
has booked it. It's part of now the busking. It's alive busking, so there's free music.
And you get to vote on things, and certain people, some of the artists are more popular than others, just even given what they're painting on.
Like, and they get to choose. They used to dictate the theme. Now your artist gets to choose what they want to paint.
Pretty cool.
From around 17 states, also an artist from Spain will be here competing. It really is fun. And they've kicked it up yet another notch. Unfinished Legacy will be there. One of the best streetwear brands that we have and creative folks. They're going to do live silk screen printings so you can go and make your own wearable art. I think that will be special to Art 64. So I highly recommend it. It is absolutely free to stroll and be inspired by the creativity and the differences in all the paintings, the ranges, whether it's like super pop art and colorful or a beautiful nautical landscape.
My wife and daughter are attending the event that you're hosting this weekend at Skylight Music Theater. This is the Tony Awards watch party.
You
Tony's
know
are
it's
Sunday,
Sunday
right?
night. Yes.
They saw that right away. And I got New York kids studying music theater. She super wants to go. So they're going to go. And what is all happening?
It's a theme
here?
Party. It's great. I mean, it's
amazing.
Really.
She came in and she said, are they dressing up? I'm like, well, I presume they would be then if that's what is done.
Skylight Music Theater is encouraging everybody to come together in that beautiful Cabot Theater. They'll bring down a screen and it's really $20 to get in and just enjoy live theater, the celebration of live theater with other live theater fans. But the dress code is glamorous. I do have some sequins. I will let you know that. Ryan J. Reviews and I are going to be co-hosting the red carpet.
God knows what he's going to wear.
Oh,
he's got some outfits.
He is dapper every day. He might bring the Wicked theme.
Yeah.
But I think he's going a classic black and gold is okay. What I've been told. Also a live podcast we'll be co-hosting at 5:30 talking all about celebrating excellence in live theater. And also, we have so many Wisconsin connections to the Tony Awards, including a nominee. Josh Schmidt is nominated for Best Sound Design for a play called Bug that starred Carrie Coon, who went to UW-Madison. You'd recognize her from The Gilded Age and The White Lotus. So it's fun to find these connections. And plus, Michael Unger, artistic director of Skylight Music Theater, also many Broadway connections. So, Tony Awards Watch Party, come out and join us on Sunday. It is going to be a lot of fun because in between the commercials, a wide array of local talent will be singing instead of watching commercials, belting out the tunes. Yeah. So, it really is an embracing of all things Tony in our very Wisconsin way at Skylight Music Theater.
Afternoon baseball today, so you got a full show tonight?
I do. I'm excited. Mark Clements from Milwaukee Rep is going to give us his Tony picks, and among other things. And Adam Heimbach, who's been hiding those Gold Rush cheddar wedges.
Oh, yeah.
He is coming in because it's National Cheese Day, and it's
the
culmination.
Have you found any money yet?
Yes. Oh, okay. Lots of it. Good. And it's been father-daughter teams running around the city trying to find these sculptures. It's fun. So, yeah, we'll have a good time tonight on What's on Tap.
That'll be tonight. Sandy Max here us live in studio. If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.